some other stuff you want to share with listeners coming up. On the way, music from Blondie, Kate Nash had a request for Yolanda Adams as well. Right now it's the Stereophonics. I actually have not heard this song in quite some time, so it's actually kind of fun to play it. It's Maybe Tomorrow right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now with them.
والصلاة والسلام حصريا مع فودافون. خليك أول حد يدعي مع سامي يوسف في رمضان. اتصل باربع خمسات وخلي آخر دعاء لسامي يوسف الكول تون اللي تسمعه لكل حبايبك طول شهر رمضان. فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
Club E presents خيمة رز in Mojito Nile Hilton.
In Mojito Nile Hilton.
خيمة رز is sponsored by فيروز, Mazika, Piraeus Bank, Coldwell Banker, Lipton, Blue Mina Immigration, Molto, Bakerolls, and Cairo's number one hit music station 104.2 Nile FM. For reservations, please call 010-266-460. That's 010-266-460.
لكل عملاء فودافون فرصة تتكلم بالليل الدقيقة بعشرة ساخ. لأي رقم فودافون من واحدة الليل لتسعة الصبح طول شهر رمضان. للاشتراك في العرض اتصل بألفين وثمانية بجنيه واحد بس المكالمة. رمضان كريم.
فودافون، عيش أحلى ما في اللحظة.
هاتوا الفوانيس يا ولاد، هاتوا الفوانيس.
رمضان كريم from 104.2 Nile FM.
With Call Me right here on Cairo's number one hit music station 104.2 Nile FM. Let's kick off hour number two.
Now, After Dark with Aaron. on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Our conversation continues this hour about relationships. I'm having one of those days. Get in touch, 616-338-555-055. This one going out to Stormbringer. It's Kate Nash right here on Cairo's number one.
With Aaron on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
My heel and strut in my feet. Is there anything I wondering round my hometown. Shows that we ain't gonna stand. Shows that we are united. Run my
Adele with Hometown Glory right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM. You are tuned into After Dark. All right, Myra, I'm agreeing with you for once. It is getting a little chilly in the studio. I'm looking down at my arm and I have goosebumps.
I'm wearing wool, you know.
I told you to start bringing a coat and some earmuffs and some gloves and everything in here.
I'm hungry to the extent of eating Zach's food.
That's all right. He doesn't mind.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. It's 11:08 across Cairo. You're tuned in to After Dark. I'm Aaron, and that other voice you hear is Marwa Raka. We're talking about family relationships this evening because we've gotten several emails and several phone calls about parents who can't communicate with their children, or children who can't communicate with their parents, or siblings who can't communicate with each other. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. That's the phone number. We did get a SMS from Ehab. Why don't you go ahead and read that, Marwa?
Okay. Interesting topic you got there. Everyone is talking about communication skills. The reason it's getting to be this way, people spend most of their life behind their desks, PCs, books, and we should get a little break from this nonstop cycle and try to take a look at the world and the whole picture. And most of us see the part that we only want to see, and that matches our criteria. That is so true. What happens is everybody is stuck in their own world. So in one home, you would find the father in front of the TV, the mother in front of the stove or the whatever, and the kids are in front of the PC, and they just don't talk. They don't talk anymore. And that's sad. There was an article, I think it was in Ahram Weekly. It was a couple of weeks ago, and it was saying that the divorce rate in Egypt is going, like, really skyrocketing, and that is because of the internet and internet affairs. And it's just, you would have the husband and the wife in the same house, same room, and each one is hugging his laptop and communicating with somebody else, a complete stranger, rather than talking to each other. And that is really sad. Okay, so we were talking about, you know, like families and parents. So let me summarize what it would be a good idea for parents to try to do to bridge this gap between how they think and how kids think. Darren and I were just talking, and it's basically about finding common interests and common hobbies and common things to do together. Like, okay, now confession time.
Okay.
I've been trying to withhold.
All right, confess, spit it out.
All right. My dad and my mom is like, they did spend a lot of time talking to me and to my brother. But I hated those talks. It was always them talking and us having to listen and approve and obey. And that's why the family talking time was not very much a happy time. I just didn't like it.
Right.
So family time, I don't mean by quality time as somebody sitting there and preaching at you or talking at you. It's communication, it's discussions, it's trying to find out what's in this head of that kid of yours. And doing things together. You were talking about sports. You talked about your sister and how she learned video games. My mom is on Facebook.
Is she really? Your mom is cool.
My mom is on Facebook.
Your mom is a cool mom because, you know what? My mom still has dial-up. And this, I got to tell this really quick. It's actually really funny. People, they live in the woods, okay?
Okay.
They live in the woods where there's deer and little creatures that run around. I bought my mom a computer for her birthday.
Nice.
Like 2 years ago. She didn't know that you can't get on the internet when you're talking on the phone. So she'd call me and be like, I can't get on the internet. I'm like, because you need to hang up the phone and then hit, you know, connect and everything. Then she'd get on the internet and she couldn't figure out something. So then she'd get off the internet and call me back. This went on for about a month. And then finally I bought her Computers for Dummies manual.
Oh, my God.
Because she never used one before. She never had to use a computer. So it was like this never-ending, how do you do this? How do you do that? It was so funny. So then my dad gets on the computer and figures out how to work the internet, right? So he didn't sleep for like 3 days because he was reading web pages on cars and stuff. And he'd be like, and then I'd click and it would take me to another page and I'd get to reading that page. And then I'd click on something else and then I'd read that page. And I was like, all right, Dad, you're an internet addict. You are no longer.
You need to shut down and go to sleep.
Yeah, that's my parents for you. But your mom is cool if she's on Facebook.
Yeah, and that's how she reads all my articles and notes and what have you.
Props to your mom.
Yeah. So if you're a parent and you need to bridge that gap, start with communication. And by communication, you need to listen. Seek first to understand before you seek to be understood. And we said that over and over and over before. Now we will start talking to children about their parents. Because you cannot change who your parents are or how they are. And when they're gone, you're going to miss them, regardless of what they're like or how they were like. So I have this friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
She's a blogger, Fantasia. And we had this discussion about parents and kids and so on. And then she said that she was on very bad terms with her mom growing up. And bit by bit, when she began understanding how her mom is like that and why she's like that, she understood. She realized that her mom did her very, very best to her best knowledge and to her best understanding. She loved her the way she knows how to love someone, the way her mom loved her, the way her grandmom loved her. So it was like she didn't have any clue on how else to treat her girl. And she did her best. And once this woman, person, friend, realized that her mom did her very best and she understood her reasons for doing those things, they became best friends. They understood. So if you have a parent and you're not very happy with, or you're not on good terms, or you have those character clashes, or call them whatever, if you don't get along, just try to see where they're coming from. I have people in my life who it's like would be very judgmental of how their father is or how their mom treats them. And if they, for a split second, take a little walk in their shoes, they would realize how hard it is. Some of them have had no money and they were expected to find the money to feed the kids and put them in school and get them clothed, and it's very scary. Some of them had to do that alone. There are single moms and single dads. There are widows and divorced people, and it's very hard. You just need to understand why your parents are like that, and you don't judge them. You just accept them.
I can honestly say, even though I talk about my sister and say she's in her own little world, I commend her on her parenting and her effort to be a good parent, because she is a single parent with two children. She works, she goes to school, and she still manages to take care of her kids. And I know she doesn't have money, but she does her best, the best that she can do. And you know what? I hope when I have children and I get married that I am as half a good as mom, a good of a mother as she is to her children. You know what I mean? I'm like almost envious. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. You know, I commend her on that. I really do. She's absolutely amazing. And if she's listening, I love you, Lori. I know she listens to the show all the time.
And you need to tell Lori's kids when they grow up a little bit how much she gave for them.
I think they know.
Yeah.
I think they know. They don't take her for granted by any means.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of them for that, because it's hard, you know. Kids, they see things on TV. Oh, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want that. So how, as a parent, do you come back to them and say, I can't afford to buy you this video game or these gym shoes or these jeans? You know what I mean? Without them holding a grudge. I know you're reading.
I'm reading. The board is amazing. Okay. Now, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but this is the second message, and now this is a sign.
Okay.
It's when you have one parent who doesn't love you. In the beginning of the show, we got a call from someone who has two sons, and he absolutely hates his first son. And he was not happy when he found out that his wife was pregnant. He was not happy when he saw the kid. He's not happy now. The kid is almost 10. And he hates his son. And the second son, he feels better about him, but he completely hates the first son. And I asked him to send me more details, so I'm expecting more details on my email. But let's take this as hating your son, that's bad. First of all, kids can feel it. And when they feel it, they react to it. And there's this natural bond between parents and their kids. So if this bond is broken, it's either the parent goes downhill or the kid goes downhill.
Well, you know what? That's something that we need a lot more time to get into, because it's serious, because we've got a couple messages about that. So what we'll do is we'll play a couple more songs, and then we'll talk about that bond between the parents and their children.
And Lulu, stay there. I'm going to talk about your problem.
All right, here's music from Elton John. It's called Your Song, right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words how wonderful life is while you're in. Well, a few other verses, well, they've got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. You can tell everybody this is the song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind what I put down in the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
Cairo's number one hit music station, Nile FM.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. Hey there, Delilah. Times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. Friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Delilah, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
With dancing right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now FM. Thank you for tuning in to After Dark tonight. I'm Aaron, in the studio with me, relationship guru Marwa Raka. You need to check out her book if you haven't had a chance. It's The Poison Tree Planted and Grown in Egypt. You can get in touch with her at our website, marwaraka.com, or you can get in touch with her on Facebook. Every Monday night, we deal with your relationship issues. That is what the show is about. And I need to explain that to someone who sent in a message who's obviously never listened to the program before. Where is it at? SMSer 2897. The show is about helping people with their problems. It's also about love requests and love dedications. That's why the music is the way it is. I'm sorry if you don't agree with the way the program is run, but that's what it's about. Just an FYI. So hopefully you're having a great night. Happy Ramadan to everyone. Marwa, are you reading messages?
Yeah. Okay, After Dark. And that's a nice nickname.
Yeah.
All right, she said, I agree about the internet thing. It cost me my marriage when we ignored each other and lost interest.
Mm.
Yeah, that is very sad. In my days, it was TV. And I think now this new generation, it's the internet. All right, Ahmed.
I want to go back. Yeah, this is very cute, though. Yeah. Read this one before we go back to the previous message.
Okay, Ahmed, my grandma has a laptop, Facebook account, and is an admin in a couple of forums. P.S., she's 88. Ahmed, this is like applause for
yes.
your grandmother.
Applause for grandma. Okay, back down to this message that we received. Where is it at? Lulu, from
mm-hmm.
Lulu.
All right, she's saying, my parents got divorced when I was 9. I'm 17 now, no siblings, no close friends. I went to see my father. He did not welcome me, and my mother does not talk to me. And the message has been discontinued, but I don't know. I think basically that she feels unwelcomed in both houses, and that is like really, really, really a mess. And I'm going to talk a little bit to your parents, and then I'm going to talk to you on how to deal with that mess, Lulu. If we're talking about parents, having a child is a gift. And when somebody gives you a gift and you don't welcome it, you don't appreciate it, this gift goes away. Or this gift turns into a curse. So to all the parents out there, please, please, please think a zillion times about how you treat your kids. because my boss from my previous job, mm-hmm. she used to tell me, you have them as you make them.
Right.
So whatever you invest in your kids, this is what you get. It's an input-output relationship. So if you don't welcome them when they're young, they're not going to welcome you when you're old.
So as far as Lulu's case is concerned, because she feels unwelcomed and her mother doesn't talk to her, what can she do to kind of alleviate the situation?
Okay, Lulu, first of all, you're 17 now, and you need to have like a support group or a backup system or like a plan B, because you cannot change how your parents are, and maybe you just need to like have a best friend or have an older friend or try to seek this parent relationship with somebody else, like maybe your grandmother, maybe an aunt, maybe a mother of a friend. Just try to go there a little bit. But when we talk about your father and your mother and them not wanting to talk to you now or not welcoming you now, we don't know their reasons. And maybe they think that you're just in it because you want money, because a lot of parents are under the impression that kids only go talk to them when they want money or you want something. So for the time being, for your own emotional stability and well-being, try to have like a foster parent somehow.
Right.
And until things clear up, because I don't want you to judge your parents. I don't think they're bad people. I think they made mistakes in their lives and they're trying to figure things out their own way.
Maybe they're lost themselves and that's part of the problem.
Yeah, so I don't want you to judge them. I don't want you to hate them. I just want you for the time being to find a backup, an aunt or a friend's mother or maybe an older friend, and for the time being, until you figure out what's wrong. We have another message from Nasty Pussycat.
Yeah, I was trying to figure this one out because it's all broken up.
Yeah, well, okay. I think it's about parents ignoring her. Where she's given
silent treatment, not existed, surprisingly. Isn't any fights around here anymore, but love, something about, it's all broken up. Oh, she's moving out in a few days. And she says there's no fights in the house anymore, but it's just a very bad situation to be in.
All right, about this moving in situation, because I've been there. So as a person, a lot of people, when they know that I've moved out, and that was like ages and ages and ages ago, they thought I had issues with my parents and that's why I moved out and left them.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not exactly true. If you're moving out because you have issues, that means you're escaping from the issues. You're not helping the issues go away. But if you're moving out because you want your independence or whatever, because that was my case. I want to be like responsible, independent, a mm-hmm. whole person, experience life on my own, blah, blah, blah. But in your case, if you're moving out because you can't stand being with your parents, then it's going to make it worse. When you escape something, it doesn't fix it. And a friend of mine told me before that what's wrong with the spirit cannot be fixed by the physical thing. So moving out, you're still going to take with you your injury or wound or whatever scar that you're having is going to go with you.
So how do you correct that, Marwa?
I think she needs to talk to her parents.
Okay.
Moving out is a phase, a break, whereby you just sit by yourself, you sort things out, and you just stabilize yourself. And then you need to talk to your parents. I don't know, you mentioned your mom. I don't know about your dad. Fighting means that there is communication. It's just going in the wrong channel. Lack of fighting or the silent treatment means that there is a lot to be said. It's just not being said.
Gotcha.
So your role as a person who's now listening to this and who wants to make this relationship work is that you need to initiate this conversation with your parents. And I'm going to say this over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
A conversation that starts with you is a bad conversation.
Yes.
You cannot start it by saying, you did this or you said that. It has to be, I
feel
here
like
we go.
This.
Yes.
All right. It is 11:38 across Cairo. Need to say what's up to Misho, Reef, Big K, Lofty, Hedzo, Seven, Stormbringer, Awesome Possum, Deep Diver, Reef, Ehab, Lofty, Nasty Pussycat, Lulu, Ahmed, After Dark, Detroit Tank Rep. Thank you guys so much for getting in touch. What's up, Lamia? Thank you so much for the SMS. Get in touch, 6163 on the SMS, 3855055. On the way, music from Joe Cocker, Jesse McCartney, and I had a request for Green Day. Right now, it's Little John and the East Side Boys featuring Usher. It's called Lovers and Friends right here on Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Now the Fam. Usher.
Yeah, man. Once again, it's on.
It's on.
You know we had to do it again, right?
We had to do it again, boy. I want you to sing to these ladies, man.
Oh, oh, oh. So I'm up first.
Oh, yeah. Oh, oh.
Let's hear it. Baby, how you doing? Hope that you're fine when I knew what you got in mind tonight. Got me feeling like Judas. See, girl, I can't leave you alone. Take a shot of this here Patron, and it's gonna be on. VIP, then got way too crowded. I'm about to end up calling it a night. You should holler at your girl, tell her you're shaking the scene. Pull off peep, peep, shotgun, and the GT with me. She said, oh, I'm ready to ride. I was like, yeah, cause once you get inside, can't change your mind, don't mean to sound impatient, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh.
Tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Be loving and
friends. Oh, I gotta know, baby. Oh, yeah.
Tell me again.
Make sure you're right. Oh, before
tell
we leave. Good look, baby.
Really good look, baby. Look here. Sometime wanna be your lover. Sometime wanna be your friend. Sometime wanna hug you. Hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bug, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your bug. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight that. Then I'll be setting separate plays. So on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
Tell me
love. Oh, it's a good look, baby. And over and over again.
Be
make sure you're right before you choose.
I've been knowing you for a long time.
Shawty.
But when it comes across my mind.
Shawty.
But tonight I seen something in you.
Shawty.
That made me want to get with you.
Shawty.
You ain't been nothing but a friend to me.
Shawty.
And you never ever dream with me.
Shawty.
Up in here kissing, hugging, squeezing, touching.
Shawty.
Bust in the bathtub, rubber dubbing.
Shawty.
Are you sure you wanna go this route?
Shawty.
Let it know before I pull it out.
Shawty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shawty.
Shawty, let me hit you, tell me one more time. One more time.
Tell me again.
Tell me again, my baby.
It's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
Make
sure you're right. Oh, before
tell
we leave.
Tell me over and over and over again.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey, hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Cairo's number one hit music station, 104.2 Nile FM.
Thank you. What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you all I need is my body. I say I'm gonna get it.
Tell
no one to say it no more. All the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mad night. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with them.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this past and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a fresh health and good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of